Good afternoon. Great Friday, and welcome back to the show. This is your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas, and I am over the moon excited about being here on today. It is amazing how God operates. I was having major technical difficulty, and the show is approximately a minute and 47 seconds starting late, and my spirit would not allow me to go into panic. I said regroup, reboot, and refresh. That's right. We are rebooting and refreshing over here. This is your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas. This is the platform, Your Health is Your Wealth. Today is September 27th, the last Friday of the month, and we are back at you speaking on elevating your consciousness and bringing you into the fullest fruition of life and all that God has to offer. We are studying the segment this quarter from Entrepreneurs, Stop Placing a For Sale Sign on Your Time and Your Talents. Make it a habit of respectfully declining non-productive endeavors. And we've had such an outpour of enthusiasm on this particular topic. So many people have gifts and talents that they are looking to take to a higher level, and they just can't seem to get out of the day-to-day mundane, not really seeing the true fulfillment and the manifestation in of their gifts. And it is partly, not 100%, but it is partly because we are constantly placing a clearance tag on our time and our talent. Now, before we go into today's segment, we're going to start this episode as we do on every other. We ask that our listening audience get comfortable wherever you are, whether you're on the train, whether you're driving in the car, or you have the opportunity to be in the comfort of your office or home. Wherever you are, just take a moment to settle into your surroundings. Take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Give your body that full burst of oxygen and energy that it needs to just settle your mind, quiet your spirit, get comfortable. We're asking that you put your listening caps on, but enthusiasm is a precursor to success. So we start this segment with the highest level of enthusiasm possible. And I have a favorite routine that I follow on a regular basis. But it says, I will hear the words of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am loved by God. I am chosen by God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. I'm a champion. Everything I touch turns to gold. It is my season. It is my turn. I am humble. I am happy. I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am complete, I am strong, I am whole. I am a champion and will never be broke nor broken another day in my life. That's one of my favorites. I am a champion and will never be broke nor broken another day in my life. I will live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. I insist that my actions reflect a positive life. And my future is bright. because my attitude is right. Now, that is my daily mantra, people. That's what I do every day. I love it. Some days I have it retained to memory. Other days I have to sit in quiet thought and reflection and read it. But it is my affirmative prayer, calling those things into my life as though they already are, magnifying and edifying the promises that God has placed over my life. It works for me. And you guys, it gives me a level of conviction and confidence that I can adequately convey my successes, the appearance of setback. I can maneuver through life in a different state of consciousness because I have underneath my feet truth. I have a stronger level of conviction based on my affirmative prayer. And that is the real deal behind your girl, Sister Kamari Sunshine. Yes, indeed. But let's get back to our quarterly segment on stop placing a clearance tag on your time and your talent. We encourage you to make it a habit of respectfully declining non-productive endeavors. Now, every entrepreneur has that moment, an experience in life, an epiphany, whether you got fired, whether you are becoming desperate with your current circumstances, you're just absolutely fed up, or you are blessed enough to have that right mentorship, that someone that inspired you to greatness, to become an entrepreneur or to go back to school or to set up an agenda in your life that you ordinarily would not have had the courage to do alone. Mentorship is huge. An entrepreneur in itself is one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business or an enterprise. Now let's approach the habits, the skills, and the strategies that will foster a healthier and more progressive business life. Now, here at Your Health is Your Wealth, it is not just about eating right, drinking water, running the track, losing weight. In order for you to do something that you've never done, you're going to have to start practicing the habits that you, if you want something that you've never had, you got to start practicing the habits to do the things you've never done before. And we thoroughly, no matter whether you're trying to lose weight, whether you're trying to get to a new job, whether you're trying to re-enter school, you want to get married, buy a home, we ask that you open your consciousness to receive proper nourishment. The mind controls every organ in the body, believe it or not, people. It is your heart and your mind. And we ask that you keep it replenished and nurtured with proper nutrients. And your mind is the incredible vessel. If I wanted to reach for this ink pen on my desk right now, my mind has to first tell my arm and my hand to move. So we are asking you to just surrender to antiquated belief systems. You guys, I want to share something with you. This is huge, huge, huge for me. Really, really huge. And it ties into stop placing a clearance tag on your time and your talent. How do you get there? You get there through conviction. You get there through your own life experiences. You get there by knowing that this particular method of operation is not working for me, and I am no longer willing to compromise and negotiate my greatness for crumbs. Now, a lot of us, such as myself, when you have a giving nature, when you have a giving heart, you always want to stand in the gap to help family members and friends. And when you see somebody in pain, it doesn't sit well with us. So we immediately try to jump in position and help out. And recently, people, I don't even want to tell y'all how old I am, but I'm going to do it anyway. I was born in 1967. You do the math. It was recently during this season of my life that mentorship, hear me, people, mentorship, right counsel, surround yourself with people who have your best interest at heart and who are not afraid to risk your anger. That's the key. You cannot have people around you that are always telling you the things you want to hear. That's not right mentorship. Your friends don't want to hurt your feelings. Your mentor strives to change your feelings. So mentorship is changing your feelings. We're not meant to be friends. It's mentorship. But I had a mentor recently tell me, Kim, you are the problem. And you are continually in the way, and you are not allowing people to have their own experiences. Every time you see the first sight of pain, frustration, setback, lack, limitation, you put on your cape and you run in the middle and you try to save them. You're doing it out of love. You're doing it out of concern. But most importantly, you are operating in fear. Can you believe that, people? Sister Kimberly is afraid. Afraid of what? I am afraid that God will not do for them the same things he has done for me. That is exactly what my stepping in the way and not allowing God to do what he does. When it's cold outside, when it's raining outside, when people are getting ready to get evicted, you have got to let them feel the consequences of their action, because they will never turn to God. Because somebody, such as myself, is always running in trying to save it. So it took me by storm. I think the first time I heard it, I was frustrated, resentful, a little angry. Then my next emotion was sadness and despair. You know, how am I to turn my back on somebody that I love? And then the reality of accuracy came into my spirit. That is absolutely accurate. It was through my most desperate times in life. It was when I was the most set out, set apart from my family and friends, that I sought the face of God. As long as I could run to mama, to daddy, to my brother, to my auntie, to somebody, I continued to act in self-will. When I no longer had options, I began to seek the face of God, and I realized that my mentor was 199.99% on track. Please stop running into the fire to save people and trust that the same God that saved you is seeking to save them. But God does not throw his love on us. He does not force it on us. It is by choice that we receive his guidance and his measure of love and grace. So we've got to get out of the way, people. Let family and friends, colleagues and cohorts have their own experiences. Now, when they step out into a new perspective in life and they want to share their experiences with you, if there's something that you can do to aid them in getting to the next level in life, absolutely. But they must first take the first step. So I said all that to say this, people. I have recently gone through a series of life-impacting transitional moments, meaning that I am no longer the person that I was 30 days ago. I don't even believe the same things that I believed 30 days ago. And it's taking me courage. It's taking me a lot of internal courage, a lot of affirmative prayer for me to say that I am willing to jump the nest. I am willing to spread my wings, and I'm going to give it 100% of everything that's in me. Now, this is a story that I wanted to share with you, and it's about the season of reciprocity and how I am so convicted to stop placing a clearance tag on my time and my talent. But approximately 5 weeks ago, my brother was in the house with me, and we heard this noise. My brother heard the noise. I was upstairs in my room, and the noise turned out to be the hot water pressure valve bursting in my kitchen. This water was scalding hot, people, because it was releasing all of the hot water in the hot water tank into my kitchen and under my sink. It was so scalding hot that we couldn't even reach below to cut the valve off. As a result, we had to let the tank empty. It flooded my kitchen, my dining room, my living room, the wall behind the countertops, down into my laundry room. It flooded two levels of the foundation in my home. I assumed, ignorant of the fact how swiftly water will travel, took out the wet vac, and for 2 days we wet that water out of the carpet. On the third day, I had to contact my insurance company because this water just kept gushing out of the walls. They came in within a matter of 5-10 minutes, ripped the countertops out, ripped the floor out, put these big machines up in my house, cut sheetrock out of the wall. This is a whole complete demolished job that they're doing here now. So I am just speechless. I could not believe that that little bit of water caused that much damage. Okay, fast speed ahead. I've gone through 3 contractors that I wasn't really pleased with. I'm giving them my vision of what I want my home to look like. They're telling me what they want to do. So I went through one contractor after another, and out of frustration, I left town. I could not take it. I said, my parents are in Florida. They need me more. I'm out of here. So when I returned home, I still have this house that's under demolition, and I have to find a way to fix it. Contact a family member, and they set me up with my 4th contractor. People, I'm going to speed this story up, but what I learned is that this has nothing to do with water and physical remodeling of a home. It was during this process that it was spiritually revealed to me that it is time to break it down and start from scratch. Everything that I thought I was a month ago, I am no longer that person. My contractor insulted me immediately. I was prepared to put him off my premises, but he shared with me that you are holding on to antiquated beliefs. You are holding on to memories that no longer serve you. And one quote that I heard over 20 plus years ago that rings crystal clear in my mind, I have a friend named Reginald Coleman, deep brother. I love him dearly. Don't speak with him often. But he shared with me, Kimberly, tools of the mind become a burden when the environment in which they were created no longer exists. I just thought that was the deepest thing I had ever heard. Didn't know that it served me in that particular moment, but at this season of my life, when this gentleman, this contractor, this guy who's telling me once again what he wants to do with my home versus my vision, when he shared with me, Kimberly, you are holding on to antiquated beliefs. You are holding on to memories that no longer serve you. Please allow me to put your house in the perspective that will serve you to its highest and greatest good. I am an architectural engineer, and I have a passion for design. I can do this and make it functional, affordable, and aesthetically pleasing. We're going to get everything we want out of this journey, but it's not the physical restoration that I'm concerned about. I know that I can do this, young lady. What I'm concerned about is your spiritual restoration. You must surrender to your antiquated belief system in order to move into another level in life. Now, I'm telling you, people, the first day I was furious. I was furious. I called my family member and said, look, you sent me another bozo over here. I'm going through the same thing. But that night while I was sleeping, Spirit woke me up. And it said to me, Kimberly, tools of the mind become a burden when the environment in which they were created no longer exists. And it took my breath away. This is a season, Kimberly, that you have been asking God. Now, I mentioned earlier that an entrepreneur is one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business enterprise or endeavor. Now, because I'm the entrepreneur, and I'm always the one, the sole person organizing, the sole person managing, the sole person assuming the risk, that it's hard for me to release control. So the reason why I was so angry and frustrated is because here comes this outsider telling me how to run my kingdom. I wasn't willing to relinquish control. But when I slept on it, when I prayed on it, and Spirit told me, baby, these are tools of the mind that have become a burden. He is 100% accurate. I called my mother and I said, Mommy, I got a dilemma. how do I manage all of these family heirlooms? How do I manage all of this stuff that I no longer serves me? And we made a decision together of the things that we were going to relocate to Florida and the things that I was going to keep in the home. There was a list of, out of 100 things, there were only 10 items that we needed to keep. Everything else is goodwill. Give it and bless somebody else with it. As a result, people, now there's an ending to this story. Immediately, there was a shift that came over my life. Everything I have asked God to give me has been falling, raining over my home, raining over my life. I mean, from the spiritual to the physical, blessing after blessing after blessing. And all it took for me, people, was to release my way of thinking, open my mind to new endeavors, open my mind to new opportunities, and everything that I've been asking God for is flooding the gates. It's just that simple. It is just that simple. I always talk about Stormy Wellington. Stormy is a huge multimillionaire, self-made millionaire, marketing success. She ministers and she counsels, I think, 12 families into millionaire status in a span of 3 years. She is beast. So whatever she says, I listen intensely. But Stormy Wellington says, practice the principles and you'll participate in the promise, period. It's not rocket science. If you practice the principles, you'll participate in the promise. Success leaves clues, people. So you surround yourself with successful people, you will become a success. It is just the law of spiritual law of nature and gravity. What goes up must come down. Birds of a feather flock together. If you surround yourself with people who you aspire to be, you know, I was listening to a call last night, and Toby Williams, he and his wife, Tawana, are motivational coaches. They inspire people to higher levels of consciousness, financial wealth, wellness, period, all the way around. And he said it is just a natural law for us to adapt to our environment. And if you are hanging around people with limited consciousness, slothful thinking, living in lack and limitation, you will adopt that belief system. And the scenario that he gave was this, people. If you get into the car with people and they're playing this ratchet music that you absolutely cannot stand, if you keep getting into that same car week after week after week, when the song comes on, you're going to start bobbing your head. You're going to start tapping your feet. Within a week's time, you'll be mimicking the words. You'll be reciting the words to a song you don't even like. That's what happens when you surround yourself with like-minded people. If what like attracts like. So if you don't want to be low-level, slothful, closed-minded, limited in your financial resources, limited in your intellectual resources, you are going to have to start surrounding yourself with people that you aspire to be like. And eventually you'll start nodding your head, tapping your feet, and reciting the words to the song. So it's really, really, really not complicated, people. I'm learning. I am not new to entrepreneurship, but I have learned that as an entrepreneur, it is simply a personal development plan with a compensation package attached to it. You are constantly educating yourself on strategies, procedures, and techniques to foster a productive financial endeavor. Now, the stronger you become at it, the more financially sound you become is the compensation plan attached to it. But personal development weighs much more than riches. There is a Nairobi quote on my den wall that says, knowledge is greater than riches. And it's true. You can have millions and millions of dollars, not have a clue what to do with it, and end up just a fool with a whole bunch of money. It won't last long, and you won't know what you spend it on. Your knowledge, your insight, your commitment to be a right steward over your blessings and resources holds much greater weight than a bushel, barrel, truckload full of diamonds and gold. So I'm just sharing with you guys where I'm at right now. This is a season of consciousness, a season of opening your mind and your heart to receive information, being pliable, allowing yourself to realize that this concept, this mindset served me during a season back. And this morning, you guys, I always study, and I know that I am on point because I was doing scripture. Now, my contractor has me placing scripture on my floor underneath where the new floor is going to be. So I'm going in and I'm studying and I am placing scripture on my floor. And, oh, there was one. And it was so powerful. I just, oh, my God, I got to get this down. This is where I am right now. Philippians 3:13. My brethren, I do not consider that I have reached the goal, but this one thing I do know, forgetting those things which are behind, I strive for those things which are before me. That's where I am right now. Yesterday wasn't a complete waste of time. The tools of the mind that served me yesterday just merely do not serve me today. It took me through a season, but this is a season of greatness. This is a season of reciprocity. Because I had been practicing the principles, this is the season that I am able to participate in the promise. And all that I desire to become, I became, and all that I desire, desires me. I love it. I absolutely love it. Do everything in your power right now to design the successful life that you see yourself living. And it is simply as simple, people, as surrounding yourself around those people. You don't have to have money. You don't have to purchase stock. You don't have to go to college. You don't have to sign up for some 12, 24-month commitment. All you got to do is stop placing a clearance tag on your time and your talent. Stop believing that you are less than or slighted or beneath. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. And you can do this. Just stop placing a clearance tag on your time and talent. This week, I want you to surround yourself around somebody that you aspire to be like. Hang out with them 1, 2, 3 days in a row, or as many days as you can get in there. My name is Sister Kimberly Silas. This has been an amazing Friday afternoon. I am always so honored, humbled, and blessed to be your host and facilitator of Your Health is Your Wealth. And if it weren't for Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap Jr., our visionary behind this call, I do not know that I would have been extended this opportunity during this season of my life. Dr. Dunlap is a financial wellness minister. PRF Table meets on this same channel every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 in the afternoon. It's approximately 30 minutes. It could roll over into an hour, but if you desire to hear knowledge about our spiritual empowerment with finances, please tune in every second and fourth Tuesday of the month here at the PRF channel on Blog Talk Radio. This is your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Until we meet again, continued success and abundant blessings. Love you. Mwah.